What could it cost Albertans to bring the Commonwealth Games to our province? And is the price tag worth the investment? Joining us to talk about it and crunch some numbers, we're joined this morning by Moshe Lander, economics professor at Concordia University. Good morning to you, Professor. How are you?
Good morning.
Pleasure to chat with you. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, if we did put on the Commonwealth Games, we're talking about sort of a combo of Calgary and Edmonton. Do we have any true idea of the price tag attached to a bid like this?
Not at all. So it's all a matter of what do you include as part of the cost of the games and what do you include as part of putting on the games but really wasn't necessary for the games. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that as part of the games, the city of Calgary decides to extend the blue line and finally connect it to the airport. Is that a cost of putting on the games? Is that a cost of trying to make it easier for athletes to get from the airport to where the games are being staged? Or is that just merely an infrastructure project that's going to be wrapped up as part of putting on the game? So it's hard to tell whether we're going to include that cost or not. And even if we can decide whether to include it or not, that blue line is going to last forevermore. So do we include it all as the cost of the games or just a fraction in the year in which the games are put on? It's a real mess.
It really, and I mean, just studying this, just the studying phase is going to cost millions.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's because you're going to basically go to a consultant and you're going to give them some parameters of what you want them to try and analyze. And then they're going to have to take their time trying to assess what is the actual construction cost of that blue line extension. And of course, I'm just mentioning that one, but you can imagine that in Calgary alone, off the top of my head, as a Calgary resident, I'd like to see a solution to the Saddle Dome, Fieldhouse, McMahon Stadium, blue line, green line, let's say a bullet train to connect to Edmonton has been in the talk for years, maybe some sort of bullet train to connect to the Rockies, which has been in discussion for years. So all of these things then are going to be things that have to be rolled into should we do this as part of hosting. Now add that Edmonton's also involved and they have their laundry list as well.
So on that note, does that help then get some of these projects perhaps, you know, going if we decide that we are going to take on the Commonwealth Games?
I think if Calgary and Edmonton want to pursue the games, that's the way that they should approach it. In terms of talking about economic benefits and all of the tourism dollars and stuff like that, that's always going to be overpromised and underdelivered, unfortunately. But if they view it as the reason why we want to host the games is because both cities have this huge list of infrastructure projects, and by going for the games, it'll unlock federal dollars, provincial dollars, as well as the municipal dollars. This is the type of thing then that while it might not deliver an economic benefit per se, it'll allow all of these things that probably need to happen in the next 10 to 20 years anyway to happen in the next 5 to 7 years because the games are in 2030. And that moves that timetable forward and it allows it to happen then in probably a less contentious way than if we were to debate them on a topic-to-topic basis, much as the way that we're 8 years into arguing about the Saddle Dome replacement.
So true. Okay, so as a sports fan, I would think most people are like, yeah, let's do it. But as an economist, after listing all those things, do you think it's, it economically makes sense to do it in order to get some of these projects rolling?
So as a sports fan myself, I would say yes. I would love to see the Commonwealth Games. And as a Calgary resident and as an Edmonton resident, I'd love to see them happen. So I'm in favor of it from the sports angle. From an economics angle, the actual act of hosting the games themselves, it's not that great a deal. The Commonwealth Games are not on a level with the Olympics and the World Cup, but they involve costs that are roughly similar to the Olympics or the World Cup because you need all of these large venues and these infrastructure projects that need to take place similar to the way that you would with the Olympics or the World Cup. Now, conceivably in Calgary and Edmonton, you could make use with McMahon Stadium, Commonwealth Stadium, the Saddle Dome, Rogers Centre. It's all already there. But if you're going to put the games on, you want to make all of these things look nice. And Rogers Centre is the newest by far of any of the main venues. So in terms of the economic cost, it's going to substantially outweigh the economic benefits. But these infrastructure projects need to take place anyway. So we may as well go for the games. And in that sense, then the economic benefits are the feds will now get involved and help us pay for these infrastructure projects.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. So we get federal money. We would no doubt get provincial money. Where does the rest of the money come from?
Well, unfortunately, it is going to fall on the taxpayers. But the reality is that those projects are going to fall on the taxpayers one way or the other. So Calgary taxpayers are going to have to pay for green line development and for blue line expansion. And when the Saddle Dome deal is eventually done, that's going to fall at least in part on Calgary taxpayers. Edmonton, of course, is going to look at their LRT expansion and maybe a replacement for Commonwealth Stadium themselves, and that's going to fall on Edmonton taxpayers. So at least what's happening here is that part of the burden is being shifted onto other dollars. And so you could say that as an Albertan, hey, we're paying provincial taxes anyway, so isn't it falling on us? Yes, but now we have Lethbridge, Fort McMurray, Medicine Hat, Red Deer chipping in as well. And we have the other major cities in Canada that are chipping in as well through federal tax dollars. So it does defray some of the cost for Calgary and Edmonton residents, at least.
Interesting text that says the only thing that saved many of the Olympic Games has been, and that includes the 88 Olympics, says Josie, was a huge American television revenue, the advertising. And we certainly won't be getting that with Commonwealth 2030. So, you know, does she have a point there? Or is that important? Or is it really more about the infrastructure that we can potentially get going in the city and in Edmonton as well?
So they're not correct.
Okay.
Most of that money does not filter down to the host city. That money would go to the IOC or it would go to FIFA in the case of World Cup, and it's not going to actually be seen on the ground in the host city. So that's not really going to be the difference maker here. And fine, the Americans aren't interested in participating in the Commonwealth Games, but the reality is that's such a small part of the revenue base anyway in these particular games that it's not really a factor whether we should or should not.
Very interesting conversation. So would you say then, you know, take your professor hat off. Are you in favor? You think we should go ahead with it?
Yeah, I was against Calgary 2026 because I just couldn't see any way to making that back. But a shared bid, which is the way of the future of all of these big events, this is the way to go. And so the fact that it's Calgary and Edmonton together, they're so close, and they have a lot in common in terms of what they need in the form of infrastructure. Yeah, let's go for it. And I have a feeling that the benefits in terms of infrastructure will be justified in the long run.
Thank you so much, Moshe. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime.
Thanks, Moshe Lander, economics professor at Concordia University.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.